Hello, friend. Welcome back to Learning English Through the Bible. Let's turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 6. Now, Jesus had spent a number of days in Jerusalem and in Judea, healing the sick and preaching the good news of God's kingdom. In John, chapter 6, verse 1, the Bible says, Sometime after this, Jesus crossed to the far shore of the Sea of Galilee, that is the Sea of Tiberias. And a great crowd of people followed him, because they saw the miraculous signs he had performed on the sick. Then Jesus went up on a mountainside and sat down with his disciples. The Jewish Passover feast was near. When Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming toward him, he said to Philip, Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat? He asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do. Why did Jesus test Philip, you may wonder? Was Philip particularly good in math? Was Jesus hinting at his reliance on reasoning and also at his lack in compassion? The Bible says, Philip answered him, 8 months' wages would not buy enough bread for each one to have a bite. Indeed, Philip was extremely fast with numbers, but his math skills wouldn't help the hungry crowd of thousands. While Jesus was still waiting, the Bible says, Another of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. Here is a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish. But how far will they go among so many? Jesus said, Have the people sit down. There was plenty of grass in that place, and the men sat down, about 5,000 of them. Jesus then took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish. When they had all had enough to eat, he said to his disciples, Gather the pieces that are left over. Let nothing be wasted. So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with the pieces of the 5 barley loaves left over by those who had eaten. Oh, how wonderful, how marvelous! In the loving hands of Jesus, 5 small loaves and 2 small fish were multiplied to satisfy 5,000 men and many thousands of women and children. But, you may ask, wouldn't it be more splendid if Jesus picked up some stones and turned them into bread and fish? Why did he actually make use of a little child's bread and fish instead? Didn't he turn water into wine at the wedding feast recorded in John chapter 2? Good questions. But in addition to them, I wonder why Jesus cared so much about the leftover pieces. Isn't he able to make as much bread and fish as he wishes? Yes, he is able to make anything in any amount he pleases. He created the heavens and the earth and all that is in it. For he spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm. The entire material world has no freedom to disobey. But we mere men have the ability to obey or disobey our Creator God. We enjoy the freedom to love or not to love. God cares the most about our love for one another. He values our act of love above anything in the entire universe. Dear friend, don't you see how noble and valuable your life could be? Aren't you touched by God's great love? I pray that you are, and that you know how important you are to the Lord God. Now let's continue to read the Bible and see how the crowd reacted to this great miracle of love. John chapter 6, verse 14. After the people saw the miraculous sign that Jesus did, they began to say, Surely this is the prophet who is to come into the world. Jesus, knowing that they intended to come and make him king by force, withdrew again to a mountain by himself. Obviously, the crowd of thousands really liked Jesus, or more accurately, they loved the food Jesus multiplied. They wanted to force Jesus to be their king so that they will always have free food. Our Lord Jesus was very disappointed by their reaction. He left them and went to a mountain to pray. When evening came, his disciples went down to the lake, where they got into a boat and set off across the lake for Capernaum. But now it was dark, and Jesus had not yet joined them. A strong wind was blowing, and the waters grew rough. When they had rowed 3 or 3.5 miles, they saw Jesus approaching the boat, walking on the water, and they were terrified. But he said to them, "It is I, don't be afraid." Then they were willing to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat reached the shore where they were heading. By now, in this chapter, how many miracles have you counted? 1. Feeding the thousands with 5 loaves and 2 fish. 2. Walking on the water. 3. Transporting the boat instantaneously. Dear friend, may these miracles of love bring joy to your heart. When hungry, remember that Jesus fed the thousands. He loves to feed you too. When feeling low, remember that Jesus greatly multiplied the 5 small loaves and 2 little fish. He knows your faithfulness in little things. He longs to make great use of any love offering you may have. When struggling in rough waters, remember that Jesus walked on the water. He can enable you to do it too. Dear friend, do you have Jesus in your boat? Open your heart and welcome him. May our good Lord richly bless you. Bye-bye.